Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
We call it the transitioning from the Nation of Islam. So the beauty of it is that we're commemorating and remembering those experiences under the leadership of Dayyid Taha Muhammad. In her excellent skills and talent as a musician and performing artist, evolving in our community and inviting there's a little scratching on the line. I don't know what that is. Anyway. Brother Kareem?
Yes, I'm here.
Unmuted.
Okay, there's a lot of scratching on the line. Do you hear it?
No, I don't.
Okay. Maybe some errant movement. Those who are listening,
keep on talking. Yeah.
We often invite them to mute the mic while they're listening so it doesn't create a disturbance. Thank you. I will continue. So Sister Dayyid Muhammad Taha, former wife of Brother Abdul Wahid Taha, both were catalytic members of Hijra and the work that the Oakland Masjid Ensemble in California did in evolving to that position. Alhamdulillah, and we want to thank you for playing some of the original music. Coming into the program this morning, Brother Kareem, in remembrance of how relevant their creative lyrics and music were to the mission of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah alayh, and how it helped to propel forward the positive movement in our transition work. In coming into the arena of the Quran as our guide,
we'll be playing some more songs too. Just to let you know, and let the audience know, we will be playing some more of the songs by Hijra. Please proceed, sis.
Okay, thank you, dear. You have done a real. Commendable work in researching and bringing our acknowledgement of the work of this group and other performing artist group during those early days so that we can remember the foundations that Imam Muhammad laid and how we attended to that in promoting and developing the culture, the new culture. So,
yes.
I'll stop right there.
Well, very good. That was a good introduction. From what I understand, that it basically started off the early, was it Oakland, Oakland Muslim Community Experience with the Oakland Ensemble?
It was called the Oakland Masjid. It was called the Oakland Masjid Cultural Ensemble.
Cultural Ensemble. Okay, good.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brother Tom.
Okay. And by the way, Sister Mahasan, I sent a text to Hanuna with the phone number, and she may call in. I'm not really sure, but.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
If she's on the line, press 1 on your phone. If you're on the line, what's her name?
Hanuna Fareed. Yes, Hanuna Fareed.
If you're on the phone, press 1 on your phone so we can open your microphone. Go ahead, Brother Wahid.
Brother Kareem, if I may interject, that was the voice that was heard in the song that you played, God is on Our Side.
Oh,
she was
God is on, okay, she was right.
Mm-hmm. She was the lead singer on that one, yeah. Bismillah. What I wanted to say, some of the things I wanted to say, just to start off with, is that this was the brainchild of Sister Daia, and her name at that point was Patricia Daia Muhammad. And I had the pleasure of being married to her for close to 17 years. Some of the things that I want to mention are just because of our conversations and knowledge, not that I was around her in some of these early days, but her development, I mean, she was born and raised in San Francisco, and she was one of the few maybe the only one of her immediate family, mother, brothers, sisters, who didn't get sucked into some kind of substance abuse. And they were, you know, had some major substance abuse problems. And Daia's kind of escape from what was going on at home was to go to school. So she loved being at school because when she'd come home and one day she said she came home and she was just stepping over people that she didn't even know. They were all, you know, nodded out and passed out on the floor.
Understood.
And
man,
she
was all over the country, brother.
Yeah. So she was like the only one in that family that escaped that, wasn't interested in that. And she called up her friend, mother, and said, look, I can't be here. Can I come stay with you? And she told her yes. So she went and got her some clothes, her guitar, and her Beatles albums, and she left. But she was known at a young age, in teenage and early years, to be one who would sing and play her guitar in coffee shops in the San Francisco area. So, you know, she was, you know, her vocals and her guitar prowess was already established. She moved to Chicago, joined the Nation of Islam, moved to Chicago, and at one point she was actually working for Imam Mu'taqaddin Muhammad as a, I guess the capacity would be like nanny, you know, taking care of the children during the daytime. And so she became very close to the Imam and very much on fire by his insights and presentations and this was the inspiration for most of her lyrics.
Did she at that time? Do you know? But Sister Mahasan had mentioned the Salam restaurant and that there were performances going on. Did Sister Daia perform at the Salam restaurant? What was, you know, at that time, did you know, did she ever mention that?
I don't remember her mentioning that, but Sister Mahasan, you were there in Chicago at that time, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Not in the times of the Inviters to Truth, when she started mm-hmm. that ensemble in Chicago. Mm-hmm. At that time, prior to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's passing, Rahim Al-Haleh, the Salam restaurant was a very exciting and attracting place as representative of what the Nation of Islam believers were achieving. And so there used to be performances regularly there by well-known artists and performers from within the Nation of Islam. So it was a go-to environment, Brother Kareem, for performing arts as they were evolving along the lines of the beautiful life we were invited in Al-Islam. Mm-hmm.
So well, let me ask you, So Daida was part of the Inviters to Truth, or did you say something about she started the Inviters to Truth? We interviewed Sister Camila, and that was really something, because for years we had been trying to find somebody from the Inviters of Truth, because it was like the Inviters of Truth, as far as the community was concerned, and even though the community has, you know, forgotten a lot of the cultural art performers, but the Inviters of the Truth was totally off the screen. And then I happened to run into Sister Camila, and she said that she was an original member of the Inviters of Truth, and it was like, okay, so now we're finding out that Sister Camila was an original member, and Sister Daiva? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
On that interview, Sister Camila said that she heard Daiva performing and then approached her about doing some things together. Now this is I got this from that interview, what she said. And they collaborated to form that group, and they hadn't named it yet. They gathered other musicians and whatnot. They discussed what to name it, and they couldn't really agree. And then they decided, well, let's name it her name, which means one who invites the truth. So it became the Inviters to Truth.
Exactly. I remember that in that interview. Sister Amahasan, you want to say something?
Yes, it's a beautiful way, and that's what we hope, Brother Taha and myself and whoever was instrumental in those early days who are on the line, really revealing to our audience today the rich history of how Allah brought and established and endowed certain of those of us, the believers, the early believers who desired to support Imam Muhammad's new mission and leadership, role of leadership, because after he had been accorded the leadership in 1975, he made a broad national request that any of the young people, and he didn't particularly say young, but that appealed to young activists all over the country who felt they could make a contribution to his leadership to apply for certain positions that were advertised in the Muslim Journal, Muhammad Speaks. And there was a flood of applications that came in from all over the country for the positions that were available and that he needed support and help with. And that is how Daiya
That's how she...
I'll continue with that. I wouldn't be a Muslim today if it had not been grace of Allah and the beauty and friendship of Sister Daiya Muhammad Taha.
We have a telephone call from a 617-584, and that's a Oakland, California number. And she had somebody had, there they go. What I'm going to do, we're going to bring this person in because they may be missing the piece puzzle. 617-584. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. It's Wali Ali calling from Boston.
Listen, what I did is what I did is, you know, when we were talking, Brother Taha and Sister Mahasan, and then you all started mentioning Wali Ali, and then when I started researching the albums, and I was telling you that it was very difficult for me to find the albums, through the research. Then when I finally looked at the album from 1982, I saw that on the bottom it said featuring Wali Ali. And I was like, whoa. Man, this guy gets around. But go ahead, Wali, man. You know,
They gave me big props on the album. I really appreciate it. Thank Allah for that, you know. And I heard you all mention the Salam restaurant. That was every entertainer's dream. We had a group called The New Creation, and our dream was to come and perform at the Salam restaurant. So that was every entertainer. We're from California. So that was every entertainer's dream to come to Salam. We never made
it. Well, how many people was in this group, New Creation? And,
Three of us.
Well, I know you played guitar, and then what? Who else?
We had Rashid Shakur and singing and Wadud Hamid. So it was three of us. We called ourselves the New Creation.
Okay.
We wrote the fish song, and we wrote a song called Elijah Knows. You can pull them up on YouTube.
Oh, okay. We'll do that in the future. We'll definitely do that. But what we want to do right now, we're like, 10 minutes in. I want to play this song. This is a song from Hijra called Faith and Deeds, so just listen to this.
Thank you.
faith in deeds. Alhamdulillah. That was really good. On that song?
Sure. Can I mention something?
Yeah.
We have to mention this name, Antar Jana, because he was a glue that kind of brought a whole lot of pieces together. And he was a promoter and a go-getter, and he's the one that originally told me about Wally Ali. It's like, y'all don't know Wally Ali? You know, and it's like, no, I don't think. You know, so he really let us, you know about Wally Ali, and he knew that he introduced us to the propagators. And so when we actually hooked up with Wally, and we made a couple of trips down to Los Angeles and just really had a good time performing down there with the group down there with Wally and the rest of the group down there. And it led to Wally performing with us or recording with us in the studio for that song and that whole album. And I don't know about the rest of us. I don't think any of the rest of us had ever worked with an artist, a musician of Wally's caliber. We didn't know anything about that. And matter of fact, it was like, you're not going to rehearse these songs or practice these songs? And Wally was like, no, I got this. I already know what to do. And I'm like, really? And he got it. So the arrangement that you heard right there, he did that right there in the studio. We heard music and licks and cuts and all that we had, and instrumentation and things you press and get these different, sounds out of the guitar. We had never even seen or heard of that. Wally just blew through that like it was water and made it a whole different arrangement.
If I can interject, he had a lot had booked him with the beginnings on a very professional level because he was so gifted. I remember we had a couple of interviews with him on our AM360 and other radio programs where he went into detail the progression of his gift and his talent and the many professional performers that he had the gift and the ability Allah bless him to work with, to hone his craft, that beautiful solo interlude on his guitar in Faith in Deed is just a rising of the soul and the heart. He had definitely been endowed by Allah, as had all of the musicians who came forward with an interest to contribute to Imam Muhammad's leadership.
Very true. And also, what is also interesting about this, and is one of the main reasons why we actually decided to do interviews with the Muslim halal artists, is because the words, the halal words, are still effective today. It's still the truth today. So, these are songs. I mean, this song is an album from 1982, so that's 40 years ago. But the truth never dies. And these words, this is information that those who have come behind us should have, because these are songs that will never ever die. And so we have that responsibility to make sure that our tradition is that you don't forget about, you know, these presentations that were made. Let me ask you, move a little forward and ask about, because, you know, like the brother had given me about the Dallas Craig Convention. What can you say about the Dallas Craig Convention? I know, Sister Mahasin, was you there? I know Wally was there.
No, that was Waheed. Waheed.
Wally Ali was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Wally Ali was there. Sister Mahasin, you weren't there.
No, I didn't go to the Dallas.
Okay.
I wasn't.
So then, Brother Waheed, can you tell us about your experience at the convention, and then we're going to have Wally tell us about his, and then I'll tell you about mine.
So part of that whole situation was, this was around the time when Imam Waqif Muhammad was the imam in Oakland for a few months. It seemed like longer, but it was a few months. And at that point in there,
hold on for a second. Are you saying that Imam Muhammad was the imam in Oakland?
Yes. We were having a tallying, and he basically said, you know, I understand that you're having a lot of disagreement and really discomfort with the level of leadership that you currently have. And he said, so if you don't mind, I'd like to offer myself as the imam here. And I thought the roof was going to come off the place. Everybody was, and so, yeah, he was for a few months. And during that period of time, he appointed Brother Antar as the national chairman, or whatever the term was, for CRAID.
Mm-hmm.
And he put on that CRAID convention in Dallas. And we had already been introduced to Wally. You know, we had some jam sessions together up in Oakland and back in LA and everything, and we hadn't done the recording yet. We hadn't done the recording yet. We were invited to come to that convention. We drove my little there were several of us in my van. It was a work van. I only had one seat, the driver's seat. Everybody else was sitting on the floor. We drove from Oakland nonstop to Dallas. And we had to get there at a certain time, so I couldn't even stop to rest, or we were going to be late. And nobody else could drive it because it was a stick. So we just went straight on through, I think, about 33 hours from Oakland to Dallas. But while we was there, and I think we had one other musician that was a regular with us. He didn't ride. He flew out there. Rashad. Rashad had been with us almost since the beginning, played bass all the way through to the end. And we were there, and a few of us performed, and that was sort of like the national stage where the Open Masjid Ensemble, I think we had dropped Cultural from there, was first introduced. Some people were familiar with Daiya, but that's where everybody heard her do Truly Free. And Wally was playing, and I think Rashad. We had two musicians on that and about three vocalists. And, we got to hear the propagators, too.
So let me ask Wally Ali, let me ask this. Because, you know, because Images was a very significant song. And I remember when I interviewed you, you told me about how, you know, like, there was a collaboration between you and the sister who wrote it, but that, you know, that Imam Muhammad also had, you know, some influence in it. But was that the time, this is how I'm asking, he came up with the idea of CRAID, of the CRAID committee in California, and you all started that? I mean, he was talking about CRAID in California, and then he came up with it, and then you all started creating the song about it. Is that how it goes?
It was even deeper than that. Imam Muhammad was showing us how to formulate culture. A lot of us were inspiration. Daiya was definitely an inspiration for me, and I know she was inspired. You know, some of the songs that I was able to sing, I wasn't really thinking like that. A lot just inspired it, you know what I'm saying? But with Images, it was my life. I had the experience in church when the preacher told me that, I asked him, I said, well, how come God looks like white people and he don't look like us? And the preacher told me, he said, you can't question God and live. And I said to myself, I'm not talking to God, I'm talking to you. Anyway, that inspired me because I always had a problem. And then when the sister walked in with the poem, it just set it off. Then we went to Oakland and we performed it, and Imam Muhammad jumped up to the roof when he heard it.
Jumped up.
Woo, this is it. So he was really formulating the culture.
And it was dark in the cultural center except for that one spotlight on Wally, and you were playing a keyboard, just a keyboard.
Piano, yes.
And it's
piano.
It's something about just a voice and one instrument it was just riveting. And when he got to, I think when he got to, it looked like the Slave Masters of Long Ago, that's when he, man, jumped up in the air.
You know,
it was amazing.
Brother Kareem.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Some children playing. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, go ahead.
That what Brother Wally and Brother Taha are talking about was such a special element of that time. When Brother Wally is talking about the kind of real life, heartfelt curiosity of what it was that we were oppressed by as a people, and the more we learned about al-Islam, the more we were under the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it invigorated our desire to know the truth.
Uh-huh.
And there were people that as those who were evolving at that time probably really experienced the outgrowth of that type of sacred inspiration into the common man. And so
I wanted to ask you about.
Yes.
I wanted, Sister Mahasan, were you there when, you know, as far as this is a heck of a title for a song. Deadly yes. Deceiver.
The deadly deceiver, remote control, because there was as though there were no barrier between Allah, Imam Muhammad, and the sincere believers who wanted to help him in his mission. Remember, he invited those young ones among us, and we mostly responded. That's how I made my hijra to Chicago, and we'll talk about that, and I can explain it. But the inspiration...
So who came up with this idea about the deadly deceiver? How did that coagulate and, you know, come together? How did that come together? I want to play it so that people can hear it, but I'd like to know how that came about.
That was Daia.
That
was Daia.
Remember when she was first hired to go to Chicago, she won the position of being the nanny of Imam Muhammad's children. He was very busy during that time. His wife, Sister Shirley, sweetheart, was conducting several businesses in the community. And so he hired Daia to do homeschooling of his children. And Daia had trained as a teacher at the university in California. She was very, very adept as an educator. And so she was right there able to hear the evolution, a lot of the Imam Muhammad's teachings. And remember, during that time, William, Imam Muhammad was teaching us taking away that which we had been oppressed with and replacing it with the truth of the Quran. And we were just inspired. It inspired so much creativity. Yes. So
let me go ahead and play this. Let me play this so that, I mean, that was very good. Thank you for that, Sister Mahasan. Let me go ahead and play this so that the people can hear it.
Well, anywhere. festers in the darkness and the depth of your mind. He can deaden all of your mental senses, leave you deaf, dumb, and blind. He can make you weak, make you sneak, make you do anything evil you can find. He is a deadly deceiver.
Powerful song. It has some powerful words. The words are very powerful. Very powerful. But who did the arrangement and who's singing the lead part?
That's Daya.
Daya is singing the lead. She's singing the lead. But the arrangement, we had a sister named Ido Rinyon Jamar. At that time, she was just a beautiful person, but you know, years later, she actually became Muslim and changed her name to Saila. But she did arrangements. Rudy Wangozi did arrangements, and when we got into the studio, so both of them were there in the studio, Ido and Rudy, and he had hired some other musicians, and Wally Ali came in as one of the musicians there, and you can hear his influence in the whole thing. I mean, he changed that, not drastically, but he changed it in such a marvelous way on the spot. So you can hear his influence in the arrangements. But as far as lyrics, Daya just, she was like a tuning fork for the imam. He would say something in a lecture or talk about something, and she would like, did you hear what he said? I'm like, yeah. We used to say, this man is better than food. And she would be up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. What you doing, baby? She's writing. And she was just a wordsmith. And she would, so she put together those lyrics on just about all the songs that we did, and it was just right on point with the with the Quran and the seasoning that Imam Muhammad gave to us and the connections that he gave to us. It just made it, and then she was able to just tune into that and write these lyrics, and it was just right on point.
Yeah. So who else was singing in the background that hasn't been mentioned?
Well, Brother Watson sent you pictures of the different performing eras that we evolved through. So those people in those pictures, Brother Waheed, the number went up to how many participants in the
One point it was probably about 25 of us or so at one point. But when we did those performances, when we did the album It was probably, let me see, I'm looking at this picture here. No, it wasn't that group. It's kind of hard to tell. I think it was about, it was, okay, so it was Sister Mahasin, myself, Hanuna. I'm not sure if Jeffrey was part of the group then. I think Jeffrey was part of the group, Bashir. So that's, and Mariam Islamuddin.
Okay, there we go. And Arafah?
She wasn't part of the group then.
She wasn't yet.
When we did that album, no.
Okay, all right.
Well, who was playing most of the instruments? Who played the instruments?
Wally, of course. Rudy Wanagosi.
Yeah. And
Rudy was keyboards. Rudy is really very accomplished musician, keyboards.
Accomplished.
So he played keyboard, and I think he had actually hired a couple of other musicians. He had someone on flugelhorn who just came in for that session, and he had. Do you remember Wally? I know we had the bass player, which was Rashad. He was there all the whole time. Rashad Shaheed, who is at part of this masjid today. Do you remember anybody else?
The one. Rashad was the bass guitar, but there was the big bass player. Remember? The big bass player. And I just recently I got a
you're
post.
Jamal?
Ido Jamal. Just moved back to Africa. And so she had sent me something on Facebook, and I responded to her, said I was so happy to see her and whatnot. So Brother Kareem, I would encourage you that maybe...
Well, I'll tell you, it says here, I'm on Facebook right now, it says the acoustic bass, which I think you're going to... Nantambu Mawanga.
Yes.
Drums,
yes.
Kamu, Setu, electric bass, Rashad. Yeah. So who is this person, Graham and Twisty? Do you all know him?
Graham what?
Because he's the person who has posted things on YouTube about Hijra. This is my God. Do you all know who is he?
What? Say the name again, please.
Graham and Twistle.
Don't know.
Okay, not familiar.
He heard it. And he's like, I love it.
Yeah. Brother William, we're going to, because of some other plans that we're basically talking about now between Brother Waheed and the original foundational members like Sister Ido and Sister Camilla, Brother Wali Ali, because there was a deathbed wish by Sister Salima Omar, fundamental performer and evolver of
culture. She was out there? Salima was out there? I know her very well, but she was out in California at that time?
She was a member of the Los Angeles community. She gave me my first Islamic job, Islamic business, and that was to run an ice cream parlor that she had. She had several businesses. But she was very instrumental in promoting the evolution of culture in our community. Brother Wali Ali, I'm sure, had a long connection of working with her. We talk about it all the time. And she left a desire on us, personally spoke directly to Brother Wali and myself. She said, promise me that you will continue the evolution of culture as an expression of the direction of our evolution as a people and the teachings of Imam Muhammad. One thing about Daiya, she was chosen and Allah equipped her with the capacity to hear and obey. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Daiya, as Brother Taha explained, could listen to the teaching of Imam Muhammad, and Allah gave her the capacity to translate that into music and lyrics. And she was gifted.
Yeah. Well, let me say this to you.
Wale Ali, there was a lot, there were many artists that were actually being developed on the West Coast that we didn't know about. I mean, you're mentioning Salima Omar, Sister Mahasin. I never knew that you was involved to that degree. Sister Gaia and Hitra, when you showed me the pictures, there was a great effort that was being made. Are we missing any artists that we're talking about? Oh, Inviting the Truth,
Yes, Brother William. There was a great artist, and I want to hear Brother Ali's answer to this question. But in Chicago alone, when I made Hijra to Chicago, and I use that term because I, at the time that Imam Muhammad came into leadership, there was so much confusion in California, in the Bay Area. And I didn't feel like I would be able to stay connected with his leadership if I didn't distance myself from the confusion, go to where Imam Muhammad was so I could, quote unquote, hear it from the horse's mouth. I didn't want anything to interfere with that meeting. So when I got to Chicago, I've always been a musician all my life, from the age of 7, when I learned piano.
Oh, so what do you play? Oh, you play piano?
I play the piano and different types of harp, okay? But my signal performance was as a vocalist. So I was a member of an award-winning, California award-winning a cappella choir all through high school. And when I went into college, I continued and was under the leadership of one of our famous conductors throughout this country. His name doesn't come to my mind right now. And I was a singular performing artist at the college. Then I went on to study opera, and I became an opera singer also in the performing arts and did community theater, you know, like Broadway, but only in California.
Yeah.
I did that there. So a lot.
That's wonderful. I only have 10 minutes left in the program. I have another song that I have to play, but I want to hear Wale Ali. I would appreciate it if you would, you know, say something about the art development that you witnessed that was out there in program out there in California also.
Well, it was the same thing. We were all collaborating, you know. Like I said, I had a group called A New Creation, and then I was able to come to Oakland and meet Daia. It was a beautiful thing. As a matter of fact, I stayed at Waheed Nim's house, you know. We had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time.
And
I appreciated them inviting me to come. But, yeah, we all collaborated, you know.
And don't forget about
then the
Malalian
Creation came, too.
Right.
Malalian Creation came out of
that.
Out of our ensemble, the Malalian Creation came out of that.
Did they record anything, and is it available?
Yeah, Allah Almighty. And you might want to get it from Sister Suad El-Amin. She has it.
Okay. This is another song that we want to play. I really love this song. Well, there's a couple of songs that we – Independence is one. We play that all the time on our radio program. But this one right here is really a great song. And I just need the audience to hear it.
I can't take the pain away with anything I say, so I pray.
Look at this here. Well, I can't play that because I didn't do that right. But what we could do is play Independence. All right. So I'm not going, I don't really have time, but listen, I want to give everybody an opportunity to, you know, say some last words before we close out the show. And I would really, so Brother Waheed, what else would you like us to know about Hijra and the Oakland ensemble and you know, the artist development, you know, during that time?
Right. We Hijra went through, you know, many changes of membership, and we eventually came down to just the four vocalists, two male, two female. And the intention was always to try to make the music dignified enough to carry the weight of that message, because the message was way heavier than the music we were able to come up with. And we had one vocal director, I mean musical director, accomplished musician, but at the end of our session of practice session, he was talking to a friend of his on the phone, and I guess the friend was asking, what kind of music do they, you know, perform or play? And he said, oh, it's that old Al Green disco sound. And we looked at each other, it's like, we weren't trying to do the old Al Green disco sound. So, but at the very end, we had another producer. He only produced that one song. It's on the CD. After 20 years, I got the masters. I had them, kept all the time. The masters for the LP, the vinyl LP, and the master for the second recording, which was only done on cassette, and took them to a studio. I was living up near Portland, Oregon, and put them together on one CD. And there was one song on there that had never been recorded, put on a recording, and it was called At the Top. And we had a young brother who grew up in the community who was also a musician, guitarist and whatnot, singer, dancer. He performed with MC Hammer and other. And he put together this song, and Daya wrote the music. Actually, I wrote a couple of lyrics in it, but, well, actually I did. We collaborated on that called At the Top. And that was the direction we were trying to go in, because it was contemporary. We thought the music itself could hold the weight of the message, and it was not preachy, but it was sort of a timeless kind of sound with a very general but universal message. So that's where we were trying
I'm going to have to cut you off right now, because I only have 5 minutes left in the program.
Okay.
And I to end on time. Sister Mahasim, you have 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Hopefully I can come down to one. Brother Kareem.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm making this suggestion and appeal to you, because the history of this, our evolution and building a culture based upon the teachings, the new teachings of Imam W.D. Muhammad, that is what being percolated among those who were a part of that. And I would like to appeal to you to do a series on your program so we can take each era of development and share its importance and relevance to the message. I also encourage your listeners to go to New Africa Radio, Google that, and pull up all of the articles starting back in 1975 where Imam Muhammad was structuring our evolution and our development as a new people with a new mind. I'll stop right there, Brother Wali. I'll be in touch with you, inshallah. So much that can be shared. And you were instrumental in our lives as a musician.
No doubt. And he's been instrumental in our lives. Wali, I want to thank you for taking my message late and actually responding to it. Please, you know, give us your overview of our culture, and especially with the Hijra and the effects that the performing arts has had on our community.
Well, inshallah, Imam Muhammad, like I said, his vision was so far ahead. There was an argument about do we do 7 takbirs before 5, and Imam told us it was 5 takbirs before 7. And he solved the argument by giving me the song, Rescue. It says, when I woke in my morning, it was 7:23. And then it says, we would have been in slavery long after 5:25. So he's saying, when I woke in my morning, my potential is guiding my 5 senses. 7 is potential, and 5 is 5 senses. So he put it in the culture so it would be no confusion. It was the same thing with Hijra. The songs that Daya and you all were able to do, those songs are relevant today. And if people would just listen to them, they would understand the direction and the guidance Imam Muhammad was trying to give us. So that's my take on it.
Appreciate it. I appreciate all of you. We will continue not only to play those songs today, but we will put them in our artistic sound
When we play at the beginning of the show, we play the halal music mix from 10 to 11. So we will make sure that we include Hijra songs in that. And, of course, we put Wale Ali and many other artists that we've interviewed in our halal music mix. That's what the whole thing is about, giving people an option rather than listen to the haram music, that there is halal artistic sounds available to them. I want to thank you all so very much for taking the time to come on and speak with me regarding Hijra. And may Allah continue to bless us as we move forward. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Mahasan. Okay, so now we're going to transition. We're going to transition into the next part of the show. And the next part of the show is the Quick Hitters Experience with Kavel Ikwan. Let me see. I just have to. Let me say this also, that if you have some artistic sounds that are positive, constructive, that you would like played in our halal music mix, you can send it to anew.day@live.com. That's anew.day@live.com. You can send your halal music mix as an MP3 or a wave form, and then we will include it in our halal music mix from 10 to 11 a.m. No curses in the verses. No curses in the verses. That is what makes it haram, okay? And so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and start off the show with the Quick Hitters Experience with Kavel Ikwan. I just want to make sure that he's in the queue. Just give me one moment. This is what we're going to do. We're going to start the show like this.
Yeah, here we go. It's our turn. You with us tonight. Bell, a.k.a. Bell, Peter from Harlem. They talking about
trust
the
us.
We about to get it. We are witnessing the wickedest introduction to the whole damn world. It's our turn.
It's our turn. Yes, it's our turn, and I'm going to open up the microphone for Kavel Ikwan. Mr. Kavel, assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open. How you doing?
Wa alaikum assalam. Everything's going well, Pop, man. Good to hear you, man. As always, I want to make sure that I give the greetings to a new day, community radio, man, listening audience, and, of course, American Muslim 360. We doing our thing, man, and enjoying a great day. It's Saturday, and you already know what that means. It's time for the Quick Hitters Experience, where we bring voice to the voiceless. Our program creates hip-hop-based projects with youth through partnerships with schools and community-based organizations around the city, and hopefully coming to a state near you. To learn more, visit www.quickhitters.org or call us at 405-807-6226 to join the experience today. We have a great show for you, which includes, as always, our unapologetically our music, quick hits, quick quotes, art is not a crime, and of course, take it personal. You know what to do. Time to talk about it.
Words of power like, 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 say it ain't so, but you already know.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. It's time to talk about some stuff. And today, with all the heavy things that are going on in the world, there are some other things, man, that, you know, bring us some joy, bring us some excitement. And one of those things are the NBA season. Are you excited for the NBA season? I know that I am, and that is for sure. Pop.
I am, too. Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, it's like watching a video game, man. These guys are so good, man. And it's just, the moves has just advanced so much, man. Since, you know, I was a young guy, man, in the 60s, man. I mean, it's just incredible to watch. And then we have the internet, which also makes it really easy to get a hold of.
Yeah, tap into it. I mean, there's a lot of NBA headlines going on right now. I mean, the start of the season came with young Wembanyama, Victor Wembanyama, coming over from France, the 7'4 freak, man, who has stepped into the building. They've been calling him the Slender Man. But he's been showing and proving since the season started. James Harden forcing his way out of Philadelphia, now being with the L.A. Clippers and joining Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Russell Westbrook. It's really going to be something, man. You know, Pop, you know, who are some of your favorite teams and or players, man?
Well, of course, I've got to say my man Kyrie Irving, man, with the Dallas Mavericks. Also, I'm really impressed with the L.A. Clippers and their team.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I hear that the Knicks are doing well, but and the Nets are doing well, but I'm just saying as far as watching the game, it's not to say that I wouldn't go to see the Nets or I wouldn't go to see the Knicks. So of course I would, but you know, those are just a couple of my favorite teams.
Yeah, man, I am a Knicks fan. Go all the way back, man, before Pat Ewing and them, man, when Bernard King was on the trip team with Rory Sparrow. You know what I'm saying? You know, I go back a little ways with the team, man. But I love the Knicks, man, and what they're doing right now. The future is looking bright. They actually played last night against the Milwaukee Bucks. Game went down to the wire. You know, we'll talk a little bit more about it a little bit later. And we seem like we might be moving towards doing something with sports, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, keep your ears locked for that, you know, an announcement coming with something that's more geared towards just sports and talking about that love. But this is what we'll be talking about and taking it personal because, again, too, you know, it's an exciting time of the year. Basketball is back. All of the drama, all of the stories, all of the wins, all of the glory, all of the sadness, all of the defeat. It's going to be amazing. You know, we're having a good time, and we want to make sure that you join us in. So make sure if you're listening, please hit that one when it's time for us to discuss and get in on the conversation. And again, if you have any arts that you would like to submit to us, please make sure to hit up new.day@live.com. All right, let's get this next thing started, Pop. You know what I'm saying? Let's jump into the intro.
The intro for
Unapologetically, our music that's about to jump off. You know what we're doing. Oh, and big ups to the artists that have shared some of their music with us. We enjoy playing the music, and we've got a lot more to come. Let's jump in.
Unapologetically, here we go. Words of power like words.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals of Time to Be Grateful coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there. Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
People are, they just tell you what you want to hear, and I was never a star, and so I thought in music I would never get far, and I really like fame is what makes me write these bars, but sometimes I sit and think I feel I'm on the brink, opportunity is knocking, I just can't find the doorknob, I'm watching all these chick dancers on the mic line, they made it a little farther though when I'm still grinding, they don't love it like I do, and I ain't crying, just the passion that you hear and put my heart in these rhymes, you know. Just wanna spread the earth with goodwill and feel like God has gifted me, so I keep it truthful and real, and the truth is a deal. It's next to impossible to get if you dropping knowledge, cause they're scared of what you represent. So I
knock, knock, knocking on the door, waiting on the time that I get in, but until then, I'm riding with the wind. I'm knocking on the door, waiting on the time that I get in.
Now I'm the type to celebrate when my man do great. Never feel like I'm a failure when he do his thing. But I can't say the same when I share my success. Like, dog, you ain't all of that, and so I digress. I learned the hard way that the more you understand, the more of a stranger you become in this land. See, it's the journey and the path gets lonely, but the trick is to still love them for them. Now when the friend becomes a hindrance more than a help, there comes a time when you gotta choose self. You know we all got a death.
Everybody needs to understand this. This is something that you really need to understand. All of us need to really understand. We really need to understand some of these things that are going on today. That the human being can do whatever he wants to do. But, that's right, what about it? Comes back around. Yes, and what goes up?
Oh.
Surely. No question about it. That is the truth. Talk to him. Talk to him.
Yeah, but how I'm back now. Like your coat, the base up in the crack valve. My black face represent my black child. That's how the gods now river run. Like the earth revolve around the sun. How come y'all picking bad love material? Love money and everything you have. What's that is, what about God? Times is getting hard, other nations are dropping bombs. We need to open up Quran and open up the Bibles. Open up your mind, now the time I recital. Stop praising these men, praising these idols. My people, the war between good and evil. We need to understand what you do. Comes back to you, getting holding back for you. Stack for you, make the money, give it back to you. Kill a black for you, now picture that coming back to you.
So I put up, this is me, okay.
My
people lay slain, drawn into the game. As we fall in the rain and wallow in our pain, like dogs on a chain with murder on the brain, and nothing in our eyes like devils in disguise. Beats burn through your soul like Jesus fire. You Judas go niggas, it's time you retire. We as entertained on a hot ass beat. Thugs wanna toss the heat, spit blood to the beat. Can the devil fool a Muslim? Well, nowadays it seems every thug's a soldier, but they on the wrong team. Gotta battle white devils and black devils. Spiritual war is fought upon all levels. Me and my team, son, we rock for the right. Doing battle with the gin in a pale moonlight. Everything that goes up has got to come down. And what goes around will come back around. Yeah. We'll come back around. Yeah. We'll come back around.
Unmuted.
Unconditional hate mixed with unconditional love, with limitless heart, with limitless love. War for control and war for chaos. Word for the people moving, soft for layoffs. D of the few causing general blame. Greed is confused with what to attain. Everything is questioned. What's greater, what's lesser, who's amazing, who's destined. I'm in danger, who's direction. When the moon falls to the earth, clouds rise up to the surf. Be wary. From the military, the search of red, really wary, love and Asbury. The oceans corrupt and dairy, black holes threaten the cosmos. Prepare immediately for the Holy Ghost. Dictatorships can't ever claim spiritualness, spiritualist. Here in the rift, it's isolation.
Right, what goes around comes around. You can do whatever it is that you want to do, but the truth of the matter is what goes around comes around, and this is just the fact of the matter.
Exclusive for you.
Keep your head right.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be in all the stores.
Bell G.
Day one, mama raised a scholar. Proud papa raised a show robber. Grandmama's crumb snatching sweet flour. Grandpapa's gold nugget watch copper. International shopper, bank stopper. Leonardo Lincoln, see she sinking. Cause he pushed the caddy long body. At 80, let me push it on the highway. Her Frank Sinatra singing, did it my way. As I stared at the Corvette in his driveway. House major, memories of life with flavors. Right behavior, giving life savers. Like my brothers, different mothers, same father, the same creator. No shame, it all made us greater. A strong generator, power in nieces and nephews. Problem fam, always provide food and refuge. Believe the cost is always kept to from our everyday. May Allah continue to bless you. We was born, nigga. Brothers and cousins from the hood taught me the shouldn'ts and shoulds, good and the bad. OG granddad, low key jazz lab. By the uncle type cat, stay humble, always like that. No talk, walk light lean. Stay clean, here yeah, boy, go get some ice cream. Knowing that your mama might scream. Showing how to take risks to dream. Ball gurus hooking Kareem. Team first, magic shirts. Pop propagating the earth, I'm never getting jerked. My pal soldiers taking their place in the search. Knowing the weight of the earth that's been handed to us, brother, since the day of our birth. We born. Look, up in the sky, it's a, look, walking the earth, it's a, my lady, they lay they burping. Doctor who wants no jerking, it's not hurting. She numb, daughter or son, just be a normal person. A law black with a C female sex. Yes, chaos still, surrounded by ills and stress. Yelling doctors and nurses, she's not shy by the curses. Worth it, sirens crying, perfect. No complaints, joy overwhelming. Everyone I see, I'm telling, faith refilling. Each dark deep, memory of bad living. I'm just so thankful I get a chance to help advance you. Pass my past to a future bright and new. Plans laid, journals wrote to explain. Ways to grow from our game. Summers after winter, wipe away the pain. You is a, and gonna always be a, so don't forget that you are, and keep it together forever, cause you was born mama.
Super baby.
My twin is Moses, bassinet capsizing, drowning, becoming the Nile's princess daughter, a wind gust away from having a pharaoh as a father, unwrapped mummy, lost daughter of Bilal inheriting the voice of a caller. They buried me in the sands of Medina, baby girl, swallowing sand they unearthed me, under the Mason Dixon in the cotton fields of the South, learning to read illegally the words my daddy scribed, young toddler of Frederick. Harriet fed me gunpowder, pride, and sweet milk from her bosom. Carved Adinkra symbols on the soles of my feet. The dog sniffed my royal scent and sacrificed me to the river. I washed up on the banks of Alabama. Missed the bus Rosa was on by a minute. Babylon is a place in a hymn my mother sang about, where men escaped a lyncher's rope. But I couldn't escape. The air filled with dynamite and smoke. They found me in the rubble, one of four little girls unrealized and knowing death's purpose all too well. As my father held an AK looking out the window, my mother cradled me in her womb. I can hear his muffled voice to this day. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Falling, falling, get your hand out my pocket, get your hand out my pocket. She couldn't hold me and hold her husband. Our blood mixing on the floor of the Audubon, a seventh daughter interrupted. Tell me, how many times must I lie in a pool of my own melanin? Call Huey, Angela, and A-Trap to avenge me. They keep asking me, are you ready to die for this? Are we learning from our ancestors or are our murderers our greatest teachers? Emmett Till's killers drop mixtapes every season. Remix how many ways to die? Kill my father, kill my sons, leave me no husband. Bensonhurst and Watts are still burning. I cannot find my parents, I am tired of being orphaned. Tell me, how many times must they die in a pool of their own melanin? We are a people lost and found. We will stay lost until we're found. So please, tell Amadou, I have his wallet. Sean Bell, his wedding day. Oscar Grant's daughter, I have her childhood as a daddy's girl. I wear Trayvon and Michael Brown's graduation cap with pride. I breathe again so Eric Gardner can stand up and straighten my spine for Walter Scott and Freddie Gray. We are a people lost and found. Dear Nina, send me to my home-going beaches. No watered-down mask or dying in vain. Ring the alarm. Sound the trumpet of Israfil. It's time to wake up these orphans. Let them rise from their slumber and reconnect with their lineage.
And there you go. Unapologetically, our music. That's what it is. That's what it is, y'all. Unapologetically, our music. Looking for Cavell. Are you with me, Cavell?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on, Pop, man? Yeah, man, listen, I tell you, had me zoned out, the power and the words just really took
yeah,
me
no
to
doubt.
A different place, right? You know, it was about, you know, our ancestors and standing on shoulders of those who are before us. While I don't want to say those words, but while actively pursuing the people and those responsible for taking away those young people whose futures are precious to not only us, to their families, but also to, you know, the legacy of what others died for. So amazing words, man. Very powerful, very powerful. You had her on not last week, but the week before, correct?
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Man. Yeah, hopefully, you know, we're going to get to hear some more of her stuff without a question. If you have some stuff that you would like to come, which was my say?
No, I was just going to say that was Najma. Najma 53, that's what she goes as.
If you have any music that you would like to contribute, again, powerful pieces, those should be sent to anew.day@live.com in order to join the experience. Once again, some of the music that we heard, really dope stuff. We didn't get a chance to hear Flower of Power. We always want to keep that in rotation. One of the best. But What Goes Around Comes Around by the mighty V.S. Clan. Got to give a big shout-out to Chris Black America on that track with the vocals. Always came with the fire vocals. There's other joints by the team where he's singing on it in fire. And the track actually, too, by P-Funk. P-Funk put that track together. Blazing and amazing track. We had Reg Brown on that track, of course, myself and Bill Blass. Dynamic MCs. Words of Power.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bill Blass.
Yep.
Words of Power, always powerful. As a matter of fact, that's our theme song for Let's Talk. Words of Power, you're going to hear that in rotation. We definitely wanted to get the 99 attributes, which we played, I think, last week on the show. But we're going to keep songs in rotation. We want you to get to know these songs, you know what I mean? Because we will be coming out soon rather than later to perform at a space near you. So listen out for that, you know what I mean? Anything you want to say about that, Pop? Anything on that end?
Well, only that, you know, our whole, what we're doing is, this is our culture, and it is important that we, especially on this program, what we're doing is we're playing music that's positive, music that is halal, music that doesn't have negative words in it. That's what this whole hour is about. That, as a matter of fact, this whole 3 hours on Saturday, that's what we're doing. We're making sure that the more positive and constructive is played because, you know, in popular culture, it's just a lot of negative music that's being introduced to our children. So tell your friends, tell your family, let your children hear, tell them to call in. We're on Facebook, William Kareem. Every Saturday we post who's going to be interviewed. And, you know, you can just click the picture and come right in, and you can hear it right online. So, you know, that's what it is. That's where we're going with it.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, the other thing is, you know, the Quickest Experience is put together in order for us to have a bridge, right? We know that there are people who are listening who come from different generations. And because of that, we want to bring some light to the fact that there are bridges that need to be built and conversations that need to be had because we live in a world that isn't always bread and roses. You know, it's always a challenge, but yet we overcome. And so what we try to do at this juncture of the show and with Unapologetically Our Music is give people a voice, allow them to speak. I know that it's a mental exercise
that gives people a lot of clarity and allows for expression, which takes things off the heart, takes things off the soul, takes things off the mind. And we continue to push forward with the agenda of building a bridge that we think is going to be solid and strong. Please make sure that you also look out for us on our different platforms, particularly www.quickhitters.org. Check us out there. Here's some of the stuff that's been created with the children. Over the years, you can go check out soundcloud.com/the Quick Hitters Experience just to see some of the things we're doing. And, of course, link us in with some of your people. We come out to your community, and we'll work with different groups, whether that be the mosque or whether it be a CBO or maybe you're a teacher and, you know, you're working in school, or maybe you're a parent or guardian and you want your children to get involved in something that's positive, powerful, instruction. Well, that's the Quick Hitters Experience, without a shadow of a doubt, and we will introduce shortly a program that includes instructing young people in how to do their own internet radio shows, begin to become podcasts, and learn that area of technology. Again, because there's such a powerful tool that allows for to control the narrative, allow controlling the narrative to be within your fingertips. So we're going to continue to move this machine on, man, without a shadow of a doubt. Always appreciate you listening. And this is Mr. Cavell with the Quick Hitters Experience, hanging out with Pop, you know what I mean, on this beautiful Saturday. We're going to jump into our next segment, which is always fire, is Quick Hits. Let's do the intro, Pop.
The Quick Hitters Experience. 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 The Quick Hitters Experience.
Man, listen, the Quick Hitters Experience brings you quick hits of the week. We take a listen to some quick list of songs that are out. We play songs that are climbing the charts, or we play songs you need to hear because, again, there's music everywhere, sounds that you should be checking out. And if you yourself have some favorites that you would like to suggest across any spectrum or genre, send that to anew.dayatlive.com to join the experience. We're going to jump into it. Pop, you got the list ready?
Let's go.
Why do they fall in love?
Yeah. My mind state for like the crime in the summertime, higher than average, loud of cabbage. Thank God I never abide by the established guidelines that keep niggas inside a fabric. Commissioned by the state, I skate by the masters like Yoo-Hoo with a new riding passenger. Shout out Oak Cliff, I'm about to fly to Dallas. Decade from now, I might just buy the Mavericks. What up, Mark Cuban? I am only part human, half man, half amazing. Plus, I'm good at math like amazing. Hate to use stereotypes, but that's light compared to what a nigga get from Caucasians. No race baiting, treat the beat like PlayStation. Reporting to you live from the International Space Station. I probably vacation on Mars. The flow is out of this world and swords of bars. Blow the facade right off of your squad. Lil' rappers, I love you, but you ain't it till you got offers in Prague. Look that up, a book, nigga, pick that up. Expand your vocab. I'm giving out toe tags for no cash. Awesome, a long plus three seasons after. Please CC a rapper, tell him meet me. It's absolutely imperative that my heat speak to rappers. The problem with this game is this weak sea of rappers. I'm the answer on the low. I'm a cheat sheet for rappers. I came around AC to DC adapters. Plug talk. What I'm really saying is the same, but my niggas move cane like HBCU cappers. Whole town full of CC Sebastians. You think niggas getting fat, pitching crack? Not really. This is not the 80s. Don't be silly. Now we push pills and sell heroin to Billy. Now Billy mama wants to judge the part of his addiction. How many black addicts that got caught up in the system? With no side stories on your primetime television, I can smell a blatant contradiction. Man, listen. Don't wanna cut my vibe, let's send it on a positive note. Come see me live, K.O.D. Album of the year, undebatably. My cadence be the greatest we've seen since the late MC, whose name was D. Notorious, Dreamville stacked like the Warriors. Win it back to back, next up the bat is my nigga Boss. After that, Jitty Jit, that's a New York City kid. Plus ATL, me I'm from the field, but I know them towns well. Before I had a deal, I was giving niggas hell. Now I'm giving niggas deals and they giving niggas hell.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take it for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining fully alive. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time.
Thank you.
greatest, ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave him love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop star, do a leaper with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it. Get out and get some bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you
want me.
Let me say this here. The first song was Frankie Lyman, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And this was a song that was done in the 50s, okay, and it was a hit. Mary J. Blige was the second song, that All I Can Say. J. Cole with the anthem. What is interesting about this, Gazelle, is that, you know, when I was coming up, it was like the word was brother. And then it changed to homie. And now the day popular word for referring to each other is nigga. It's not in a negative sense.
It's not nigga, though. It's bro.
It's bro? So it's changing again. And the reason why I mentioned
all of them will always wind up being used interchangeably. It's just part of the language. We always do that. Yeah.
I'm mentioning it because, you know, like, you know, in hip hop, you know, it's used a lot. And sometimes, you know, our elders and pioneers may not understand it to that degree. Like, if look at it like it's a curse word, but today it's more like, you know, an affection. That's why I mentioned it.
I mean, it's always in flux. You know, people have their own ways of dealing with it. You know, which is, I think, is really, really interesting about our culture, period, is that, you know, depending upon where you are, you're going to use different things to refer to each other. Nigga is one that is used just in general out in the street. You know, when you live in a neighborhood,
today.
It's kind of a colloquial anguish. Well, not just today. It's
right.
been used for a long time.
Well,
so it's not.
It has,
it's not just
but,
today. It was started prior to today, and just continues
right.
into today because it was used
right.
before. So it's not like
yes,
it was today that just decided to
right.
use it. It was a part of the lingo. So it's utilized
I,
the same way others
I might
utilized,
be,
like homie, bro.
I might be wrong about that,
guy.
But the point I'm trying to make is this: is that yeah, it was always used. It was used when I was coming up, but it wasn't broadcasted and advertised the way it is today. And
that's only because you got social media. Social media is all over the place. But again. You know, it's just a narrative that wants to be controlled by people who have some ability to cast a shadow on our culture. You find the two or three things within the culture.
I'm not going to argue, but let me make this point. Let me make this point because we got to move on. Okay, go ahead.
Which is key. In order to be able to understand, especially if you're from the older generation and you're listening to the show, which we truly appreciate, is that the narrative around our people is that there is some negativity, and that negativity is what is causing us to be in some ways some kind of outcasts or we're on the fringe of life. No, we are loving people who care about our families. We want to work for them. We want to make sure they're happy. We want our children to grow up strong and happy. And the language that is used around us sometimes is a part of the culture, and we grow up around it, and we're comfortable. We're comfortable because other people are uncomfortable. It's not really our problem, you know, and that's part of what's happening with our culture in terms of black and brown people. We're so preoccupied with the narrative that has been created by others that we don't have an opportunity to love one another. For all our faults, but then also for all our greatness. And so we definitely want to highlight our greatness as much as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can, because the narrative around us is always being pushed down, and particularly in the hip-hop culture.
Okay, so this is what I was going to say, Cazal, is that one of our responsibilities as far as on doing, on the Quick Hitters experience also, is to inform, you know, our listening audience and our market. And so we are informing our listening audience how the word, and that's the point that I was making, how the word nigga has developed has it developed from just being, you know, part of the everyday language that we use, but now it is also being broadcast. So I'm not saying that as a negative because it's not. But, you know, just so that people will understand that that's how the word has developed and that's how the word is accepted. I'm going to move on from that because I wanted to say something also about the last song that we played was Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, which is I'm sure that, you know, many of you understand that, you know, like James Brown made this song because, you know, at one time we used to call ourselves colored, we used to call ourselves Negro, and it was Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad who saw this saying, the black man's wrong, the white man's devil. And, you know, what he did is that he made the word black very popular in our culture because, you know, he made this song, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. I'm sure that many people are familiar with it, but if you wasn't, that's what the case was. Cazal?
So we're going to move on, man, because, again, I think that, you know, we may be moving into a space where we can discuss criminality. We were talking about basketball today, and, again, I think that, you know, there's a important part of what we need to make a center of the show, and that is positivity, looking at our people with joy and uplifting some of the greatness and powerful pieces of what we do. It is always easy to point the finger at what we see isn't correct. Go correct it. You want to help correct it? Be a part of it. You want to stop crime? Go be a police officer.
You want to be involved in teaching young people who don't have an education and they're doing, go and be a teacher. Go and dedicate your time. Show service. Standing around and talking about these things the same way we look at mainstream media and act as if mainstream media is putting messages out there that are destroying people, we don't want to be a part of that. We want to find ourselves being a part of what is uplifting our people. And again, one of the things that young people feel, particularly from the older generation at times, is that the older generation is not listening, that they are completely caught up in looking at what is wrong and not what is right with the next generation. And it is important for us to do that on this show. So I hear you, and I just want to make sure that I keep that in the air. That this is
oh, you know, I can't let that slide. I can't let you slide with that.
Don't let that slide. We'll keep this continuing this conversation going. But I want to understand that this generation and try to make this generation seem like they are not people who have upliftment, greatness, love, joy, and happiness amongst their people.
That's what we're doing. We understand. I want you to know
that.
I just want
not going to just be pointing fingers at them and trying to make them feel as though they are psychotic outcasts. We're not doing that on the Quicken.
Can I say something now?
Sure. I didn't say enough.
Can I really because you added something to it. You added something to it. And I just want you to understand, and I want those who are in the current generation to understand that the pioneer generation wants to understand you. And that's why we're doing the show, because one of the efforts is to inform the older generation so that they have an understanding of what hip hop is all about. But it's also important for the current generation to understand where the older generation comes from, okay? And you don't throw the traditions of the older generation aside. Don't throw that aside. You know, understand that and bring that and build on that and move forward. But that's why we're doing the show, to also inform. It's not like, you know, like we don't understand. We want to understand, okay? But there are changes that are going about as far as the current popular culture is concerned, and we want to understand that, and we appreciate the Quick Hitters experience, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate all of our younger people that are moving forward with it, but we want to understand, because you know, there's a lot of things that change, and we just want to understand as we're moving forward. That's it.
Well, one of the things about understanding is, again, not picking on old diatribes that continue to place a negative connotation over us as a people. The conversation about the word nigger is a long and drawn-out conversation that has been had a billion times. And the fact of the matter is, we know how it is used in our communities as a colloquialism. At the same time, we know the derogatory and negative feeling and again connotation that comes from this word, but that's not the only word we use. And so we don't want to just be caught on one word all the time, or one stereotype of who we are. We are more than that, and that is something that we want to continue to put out there as well, because the people who are of our older generation have sons and daughters and nephews and nieces and grandchildren who they love. Who are in the culture, and who may dress a certain way, put on a hood, or walk outside and talk to their friends. You may take them to school, and they're the most loving kid in the world. And then they're outside, and you might hear them say the word nigger to one of their friends. Do you now all of a sudden feel differently about them? No, it shouldn't.
No.
Be. So it's very important. Again,
but we're broadcasting music with the word nigger in the song.
But we're not broadcasting.
So it's important
for
people.
There are powerful individuals who are controlling the narrative in which other people, even of our own race,
we just want our people to understand.
By being able
to understand.
to latch on to that same message we say is the wrong message. That's what I want you to understand.
And
I want all the people who are listening
to understand. I don't know why you would even say something like that, because you know I understand. It's just that we don't have enough time. We could continue this. Yeah,
we
I do
should.
Understand.
We should.
And I understand. Yeah, but, Cavell, you know, we are having a debate, and it's cool, but don't say that. I don't understand. I mean, you could say that. I don't
well,
understand.
Well, I'm just saying, well, you,
I mean,
say,
again,
you keep saying, you keep,
this is what I'm saying.
You keep saying your generation. You keep saying we just want to understand, like, you over there. You're not over there.
No. Yes, I am over there. I'm a pioneer.
No, you're not. You're right here with us.
Cavell. I'm a pioneer as far as the generations are concerned. Yes, I understand, because I'm able to watch the transition, the technology, the advancement in culture. So I do understand, and we want our people who are in the pioneer generation, who are the older generation, to understand and to appreciate the 50 years of hip-hop. We want them to appreciate it by understanding why certain things happen as far as hip-hop.
How about we do this? How about we play Unapologetically our music the way we're supposed to? We play quick quotes and quick hits the way we're supposed to. And we just, and we go, and we do, art is not a crime. And then if we got things to talk about personal, we put it and take it personal. So that this way we can have our show, so that we can have our show. That's not information. Yeah. What you did when you did that, when you made that statement, that was not about and giving a comment about just music. That was making a statement. A personal statement.
No, it
and
was about
again,
music.
I personally.
See, but you took it wrong.
I think you took it wrong.
But anyway, we have a telephone call. Let's take this telephone call from
917-856. We got the right mindset.
Okay. 917-856. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to break the ice. Bring a little levity to the program in a couple of minutes. That's what I'm liking, brothers. Alhamdulillah. I appreciate everything being said. I think a comment was made. A lot of times you can't get your full point across on a podcast because, you know, you're speaking in short spurts and other people come on. And, you know, so sometimes you don't fully articulate everything needs to be said. So if there can be a bigger forum, you know, alhamdulillah. But anyway, I just want to call you brothers' attention to a phenomenal event that's taking place in Brooklyn. The tribute.
No, we can't do that. We can't do that right now. We can't do that right now. We have to, you know, because first of all, we out of time, so we just can't do that right now, Jamal Dean. I appreciate it very much for breaking the ice, though. But, you know, like, we got to go on with this. And as a member of the New Day Community Radio, I appreciate it if you understand that.
Sure,
all right,
I
brother?
Understand. Yes.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate it. You want to
say
anything else as far as what we were doing? All right. Waleed Maslow. Okay. So, well, we only got a couple of minutes left in the program. I mean, we might have to put that off until, you know, next week, man, you know?
Well, that's, I mean, listen, it is without a shadow of a doubt. We're gonna keep moving on the same thing because I know me and you are going to have this conversation a billion more times. We just gonna move on to next week and do our thing. Please make sure you keep listening in. This is what makes it dynamic. You guys are just listening in to conversations with me and my father that we have all the time. So that's what this show is really about. This is really what this show is about. And it's an honor, you know, to be able to share those moments with you guys, man. Jamal, I appreciate you, brother, man, for calling in. Trust me, you know what I mean? This happens with a number of our family members and friends, man. At times, we start going at it because we believe what we believe, and we strongly stand on our position and have.
And can defend it. And can defend it.
And can defend it. But that's, again, what We want to bring you guys on the show. We want to bring that energy that allows for you to come in, join in on conversations. And again, we want to be positive, and we're going to leave on that positive note. Of course, you know, I love my father, and he loves me. You know what I'm saying? And we love y'all. So it's an important time. At the end of the show, I'll turn it back over to Papa Doc so he can close us out. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. We thank you so very much, Mr. Cavell, Cavell Kwan of the Quick Hitters Experience, who goes around the city of New York, him and his brother, Bill Brash, US2G, you know, educating young people regarding hip-hop is concerned. They have a program called the Quick Hitters Experience. You know, they have taught. They were taught with Girls Incorporated, Boys Club of America, and also in schools. I know this because I've been there with them in the process, and they're really good at it, really good, alhamdulillah. And we pray that Allah will continue to bless us, bless them with the good work that they're doing. Also, you know, it's important that, you know, we don't forget that our culture is built on those who have gone before us, who laid the foundation, and that's on which we stand. And then as a community, we will continue to make this effort as far as culture, understanding that our culture, you know, that is a tradition that we follow and not popular culture, but we are creating our own culture. We're responsible for our own education. We're responsible for our own business and for our own self-government, our own self-reliance. And with that, we have to end the program, but you know, we have to end the program as Muslims by calling the Adhan. And we thank you, and we hope that you will tune in with us next week. Tell your friends about it. Tell everybody about it. And also, just to end the program, I just want you to know, if you have any positive songs, then please send it to anew.day@live.com. That's anew.day@live.com. And here is the Adhan.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
God is greater. God is greater.
Allahu Akbar.
Greater. God is greater.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
I witness that there is nothing worthy of our devotional attention except for God.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
I witness that there is nothing worthy of our devotional attention except for God.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
I witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
I witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God.
Hayya ala salah.
Come lively to the prayer.
Hayya ala salah.
Come lively to the prayer.
Hayya ala
lively to the success.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Okay. That was interesting.
Yeah, that's a basic trope that, you know, young people put out, you know, you have to understand and all
And that's going to merge into the sunset, and it's something that's going to evolve, and then they're going to be looking at it like, why are y'all leaving us out?
Right. Right.
Alhamdulillah.
But, well,
but that's beautiful that is, you know, that the process is heard.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure many parents do just that. They're talking to their young people and they're saying, and so they're not unaware of that kind of conversation. So now that's perfect. I mean, that's perfect because it's natural and it's human.
Yeah.
So that was brought out that, hey, you as a producer or as a
artist, yeah.
As an artist, respecting another artist, but you know when to pull, when to step into the father role. Okay.
Yeah.
And
right.
Bring a little discipline in there.
Well, it's not only the father role, but you know, like, look, I'm the one who went before you.
Yeah.
Bring back that respect. Years, I got 20 years worth of experience on you. I got 20 years worth of knowledge on you.
Now that's where the child. The wisdom caps
exactly.
the one trying to get there.
Right. And the way that you understand it, you know, like, yo, okay, I got you. I understand that. But, you know, I got this.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it ain't like, you know, like, I'm that there's not an educational view that you know, like, that you know, you're talking as an unlearned person,
mm-hmm.
you know. And mm-hmm. that's why I had to tell them, so like, look, you know, like, you know, we're trying to, you know, not forget about the tradition and let our people understand where it comes from and
mm-hmm.
where it's going.
And they can choose to listen
right.
with an open mind, just, you know,
right.
okay, so when I hear that word, I know where you all are coming from.
Right.
You're not, because you, well, you
yeah.
know, you got the B-I-T-C-H definitely can't be made
no,
pretty.
No, right. Very true.
But the nigga,
right.
in its way it's being expressed, you know, oh, what's up, my nigga? You know,
right.
my
yeah.
nigga, or do what they
yeah.
used to say.
Yeah.
And no disrespect, but now, of course, the racial barriers can't do it.
Right.
I mean, this is an in-house
right.
thing.
Because yeah.
they have an in-house, I'm sure.
And the whole point that I was really making is that, yeah, that's what we do in our community and our everyday life, but you're starting to broadcast it now.
Mm-hmm.
You're broadcasting the word. And so now, you know, like, you here it is, you know, you're taking something, you know, like, you tell other people they can't say.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay for you to broadcast it.
Look at this. Tell me real quick. About that. I had a blank. That's going into the ad for the Time to Be Grateful. They're going to work it. But I forgot to put the number one Islamic radio station in the nation.
Right.
But we wanted basic information. And they can go to the website and whatever. It's a half a page that we, this is a borrowing that we get for playing a Time to Be Grateful. Whatchamacallit?
Right, so this is information for...
Time to Be Grateful. And I didn't put partners, I didn't...
No. But I'm saying with this here that it would be good to list... like Facebook or you know, American Muslim 360. You have it listed, but I mean, if somebody looked at the ad and
mm-hmm.
said, well, I want to listen to American Muslim 360,
mm-hmm.
that it would be right there.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole thing, whatever Facebook connections that you have. Okay, I might not write you a letter, but I might go to Facebook or I might listen to the radio program.
Okay, and they've already gotten it. I'm going to see if she'll take this as a corrected. Oh, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'm in with the. Okay. I didn't hear it. What was it?
No. Well, Monday through Friday when we got the, you know, but this is special program.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday,
yes.
It's all about culture, period. That's it. And the way it's structured, the first hour is this, second hour interview, third hour mm-hmm. quick is experience, and
you can't play around with the time.
Right.
I'm surprised she didn't call you right back. My husband.
She did great though.
Yeah, she did. But trust me, she failed her call.
Good. I'm sure but I let her know, listen, you know, we ain't got that much time left in the program.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
I
tried to do it.
Like yeah, you did. I said, well, that's the way you manage things. Not everybody is able to slide right in there.
Yeah,
like I had to do the other day on Mark. Yesterday. I spit right in there. I was like, oh, thank you, Mark. For doing this.
Did he understood?
Yes, he did.
And even though he went over a little bit more. He went over a little bit more. I could say more. Right. But then after saying, yeah, you know, like, oh, he's outside right there. And he said, oh, but, you know. You were talking to what, Patricia or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interviewing her.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and they said, oh, you know, it was good to hear from you and, you know,
and
I always
started talking about themselves.
I'm like, come on. How people, may Allah continue to bless
us. I mean. We too have evolved.
That's right. Let us pay attention for them.
Allahu Akbar. You forgot. They're probably cold now. Whee. Okay, I got so much outlining to do. That's what I'm drawing a blank because I didn't outline other things.
Well, can I eat half of that egg?
Hmm?
The egg omelet.
Oh, yeah, you ready for it?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
How about you?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm not going
to
bring it out.
Oh, man, it was like, oh, man. Well,
oh, that little
let me call my son back and see what he wants to talk about. Kind of odd. Get that. Put in quick hitters, 11:04:23,
Oh, you mean the whole show?
Yeah, I know about that. Yeah, I know about that part. I'm talking about the clip, the clips. Right. Yeah. You know, like you can go in and you can save a clip or you can delete a clip. You know, you can change the name of the clip or something like that, or delete a clip. They won't do it. It's not like a download. You have to download the whole show. Work it out. No. Not the speeches, I'm not going to delete the speeches. Well, I'll tell you this, I know how to go in and delete clips. I know how to do that. Like with clips that's not needed, because I've done it before, you know? But this quick is a clip that I need to delete. Of course, thank you, Jeff. I still got 1021 up there, man.
No, he proposed it out. He knew what he wanted to do.
No, he
Just lyrical sound, but as far as just on the production side. Is that right? Really? It's crazy, man. It's great. That production is really good. So everything good with you? Yeah. Yeah, so that's how it went. We'll be ready for next week. Right. But Cordell made the suggestion that, you know, when we have the meeting, that, you know, we try to have it done 2 or 3 days in advance so that, you know, just to confirm that everything is good. Because I was up at 6 o'clock this morning, you know, making sure that the first show, second show, and third show was good. I mean, putting everything in the system, you know? And that last minute, man, it just didn't work out the way I wanted it to. So next week, you know, we'll be ready next week, you know. What's that thing? It's that thing that says that, you know, like, you have to make your mistakes in order to experience, to gain the experience and move forward. Yeah. Alright. Yo, man, I love you. Okay, I'm with you. I said I love you. Love you all.
And that goes right back to the top. He didn't say, well, I told y'all, I couldn't do this because of this week. You want to be for this week.
But he was home to find out people were. Hey, listen, Chanel, I didn't mean to be so abrupt. I hope that you didn't take it after you did be respectful. It's just that we were the first one time, and we can't, you know, force you to do any advertising or promote you by doing the hours on Saturday before you do the way that we have it is scripted program all the way. It's not like Monday to Friday, you know, the way that we had that program set up. So, you get pulled back or something like that. She wasn't mad, being disrespectful or disregarding. It's just that that just wasn't
Yeah. can rest and be, you know, be right on the board and hear and have the meeting with you on the show. Have the meeting lunch up. She spoke to Michael, and Michael said he told her straight out that I recommended me not get you on in the first place. So she and Michael were on the show together.
Right.
And Michael told me that he was going to read. My husband, he said, can you hear yourself when you talk? That you, you know, you kind of get off the subject sometimes. And she said, yes. He said, are you doing that intentionally? She said, yes. He said, okay. We'll end it like that. So she's no longer with not just talk. And what he asked her after is contemplation. Is she doing, is she aware of what she's doing? And she said, yes. Yeah. That's what he's coming to me. So but we went on and on. So I said, okay, let me rectify this. I found Kareem on the phone. My mother always told me, you know, people that
bring the body.
Yeah. So that's all I can do is be a mediator. So she said, Martha, by the time she said, Martha, I was just before she heard what Kareem.
Right.
She texted me a long text. I know you but she was, I heard them. But she went into the baby mode. And if she had gone and continued really humble growth and say, oh my God, I didn't mean to go on the course and talk about Sharon and whatever. And
yeah.
Marie would have probably thought about
right.
it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I was the one calling him.
Yeah.
And I yeah. heard him having issues. And, you know, and he did position.
Right, yeah, you know, he don't
need
all that, right?
Right. right. So, with that note, even if his number was still on, the earth was gone. And then that's what she said. And then I said,
now
I'll take care of her. Well, I did answer her text and told her, you know, they probably come along with a month and situation. You know, I walked away from that. I said, walk them together and walk away. I mean, I heard, you know, when they preached the article.
Guys, you know, like when she was going to call me today, I understood that, you know, she wanted to, you know, talk about all the things that she was I mean, she went into, you know, playing the harp and being
art pro.
You know, she went into all that. And,
yeah.
And you know, like I said, it was fine because I understood.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with Cavell, it's like Cavell likes to sell out all the time. So it's not like we got that grace period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no grace period, so it's like, shit, I only have this amount of time to show that I have, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she's okay. But I would let her go on to date with she if I had time.
Mm-hmm.
I would let her go on, you know, to, you know what I mean, because maybe it was, I think people are, you know,
either therapeutic.
Yeah, because, you know, like, it's like, recognition.
Mm-hmm. I need recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, I need recognition. I need to let you know all the things that I've been doing. And I'm doing something wrong.
Do this in segments. Both those.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for our Lord. Thank you.